Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, fish and friends of fish. It's time for another episode of Teals with a Whale. You're listening to your number one host in the ocean, the only marine biologist turned marine podcaster, me, Betty the Blue Whale, the only cetacean with the inspiration to talk all about the outrageous oceans and the marvelous marine life that live in it. As always, I'm coming at you from the famous underwater studio here at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. If you happen to be a regular listener to all the great offerings from Go Kid Go, you might know me as the sometime sidekick on the amazing adventure series Whale of a Tale, starring the elite explorers Xavier and Atlas. Well, now I've got my own show, where we learn about just what it is that goes on beneath the surface of the ocean. And here's a hint, it's a lot. Joining me in the studio today is the All Clam Jam Band. Thanks, guys. I might not be a music critic, but I know enough to know that you guys are simply fantastic. And also joining us today is your favorite rockin' rodeo queen, Bubbles the Seahorse. We've talked about what an intrepid reporter she is before, but this month she's really earning her stripes as one hip hippocampus, because she's going to be on location all month in the... Can I get a drum roll, guys? The deep ocean! Can you believe it? We learned previously all about the Twilight Zone in the ocean, and this month, we will be featuring creatures exclusively from those dark depths. I can't wait to meet everybody. But before we do that, I'd like to start the show with one of my favorite segments, Cetacean Sensation. Do you all at home remember what cetacean means? That's right, cetacean is a fancy science word for animals like blue whales, porpoises, and dolphins, marine mammals that breathe air through a blowhole. In this segment, we highlight any and all cool facts about them. And since we're headed to the deep ocean, today's fact is about deep diving whales. For a long time, it was believed that sperm whales were the deepest divers in the cetacean family. They have been known to dive to depths of up to 4,000 feet. Now, to put that in perspective, the Empire State Building in New York City is 1,454 feet tall, which means you'd have to stack three Empire State Buildings on top of each other to match a sperm whale dive. But my sperm whale cousins have recently been dethroned by our more elusive cousin, the Cuvier Beaked Whale. The Cuvier Beaked Whale was recently recorded making a dive of a whopping 6,230 feet. Wow, what a bunch of overachievers. Well, that music means it's time to move on to the main segment of the show. And since it's Monday, that means it's time for another rendition of Sea Creature Feature. Let's see if we can get patched into Bubbles via our two-way radio. Bubbles, are you there?
I'm here, Betty. It's really dark.
You're coming in a little rough there, Bubbles. Can you fix your frequency?
Hold on, Betty. I have to fix the two shows. There we go. Is that better?
Yep. Hearing you loud and clear now. Do you see our guest of the day?
Well, not quite yet. Oh, wait a glowing minute. I see our guest. Or rather, I see a lot of our guests. Like, a lot. Oh, Betty, this is the most fish I've ever seen. They're tiny, though. Smaller than even me.
That's right, Bubbles. You're officially looking at the most abundant fish in the entire ocean, the bristlemouth. For every human on Earth, there are about 100,000 bristlemouths. I can't even count that high, can you? Bristlemouths are tiny fish with fearsome features. They're just about 2 inches in length, but they have sharp, pointy teeth. And while they have a brown or black body, they often look transparent, like little ghosts. But that's only sometimes. Like a lot of creatures in the Twilight Zone, bristlemouth fish are bioluminescent. Do you all remember at home what bioluminescence is? It's a chemical reaction inside living organisms that cause them to glow, like fireflies or bristlemouths. This bioluminescence is what allows bristlemouths to navigate the Twilight Zone, as they live too deep in the ocean to ever see any light. While there are several different species of bristlemouth, the most numerous and popular are called the veiled anglemouth. They live anywhere from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean, even having been discovered in the Black Sea.
Ooh.
And when I say they're a deep water fish, I mean they're a deep water fish. The veiled anglemouth likes to spend most of its time at 3 to 4,000 meters down in the ocean. That's 9 to 12,000 feet below sea level. Remember how we said the Empire State Building was 1,454 feet tall? Well, you would have to travel the length of 6 Empire State Buildings down to even see this type of bristlemouth. The deepest dive a blue whale has ever made is 1,660 feet, so you can probably count me out of visiting our new deep water friend. The bristlemouth feeds primarily on crustaceans and tiny fish, and its predators are larger fish in the Twilight Zone. For bristlemouths, other than the veiled anglemouth that hang out at depths closer to 600 feet below surface level, they're also swallowed up by deep diving whales. They are also known as a protandrous fish, which means all bristlemouths begin their lives as a male fish. At some point, some bristlemouths decide to switch to female for breeding purposes. How cool is that? The change is irreversible though, so once it's made, they can't switch back. Bristlemouths are also, like I said before, incredibly abundant in the ocean. At present, their numbers account for 80% of the individual fish in the Atlantic Ocean. Wow, I can't even imagine what their family reunions look like. Okay, folks, well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank the All Clam Jam Band and Bubbles the Seahorse.
Always a pleasure, Betty. I'm gonna go try to see if I can get invited to one of these bristlemouth reunions you're talking about. I'll bet there's a lot of food there.
There probably is. And don't forget, folks, that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. And before we go, I have one last thought for you. Why don't fish like basketball? Because they're afraid of the net. So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.